Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Wensner, and this morning we'll get started off with the fishing report for the area lakes here. First off, we'll jump down to Hamlin County there. It looks like it's going to be a kind of a wet weekend all around this area here, and good chance of rain here this afternoon and into tomorrow even, and not too bad on the wind side and the warm side, but a little bit of chance for rain there here this weekend, so we'll see how that holds up and see if guys are able to get out, and even with that little bit of rain, and see if they can catch some fish. But starting down in Hamlin County down there, once again, Lake Ponset down there seems to be about the most consistent bite down in that area. Most of the walleye being caught down there are somewhere around that 15-inch range, ranging from 13 inches up to 20-plus inches. Most of the fish being under that 15-inch range. Guys are bringing in a kind of a mixed bag of fish, catching walleye, a few crappies, a few perch, some bass, some northern, kind of a mixed bag all around down there. And just a reminder, I see Dan from down there had a deal in here saying, just to remind guys that the limit down there is four fish with one being over 20 inches. It's a statewide regs there. There's no minimal size anymore down there. We do have a few people that have been asking us if there's a minimal size down there. Just a reminder that the minimum size was lifted down there here about a year ago now. So just a reminder that now all fish there you can be kept, just the one over 20 is all. So no minimum, just the one over 20 and four fish for the walleye. Also down there, Lake Albert, guys are pulling up a few fish. Ramp, like we've mentioned the last few weeks here, it depends on how early you get there, but if it's busy there, that ramp can be difficult to find a place to park. So if you're planning on going there, just make sure you get there early enough to allow your a chance to get one of them parking spots that's down there. The success has been fairly decent on bigger fish, not a lot of fish, but the size and quality of the fish has been good out of Lake Albert there. Like I said, though, just not quite as many as what they're catching over on the Lake Ponset side there. So, also, while we're down in that area, just a reminder over on Lake Ponset there, the Sorensen boat access, which is the access there right off of Highway 81 on the west side of Lake Ponset, starting on June 13th, which was this past week here, that ramp will be closed for about the next week and a half to 2 weeks. They're repairing the parking lot there, filling in some of the potholes that were in that parking lot, and trying to get some of those taken care of here, and hopefully get that ramp up back up and working here before the 4th of July weekend comes around, which is a busy weekend, a lot of people around that weekend. So trying to get that all those potholes filled in and get that ramp and that parking lot back into working order before that busy weekend comes up. So that started on June 13th. And they figure that should take about 10 to 14 days. The rest of the ramps are available to use around the lake. The Sorensen ramp there on the west side of Lake Ponset off of Highway 81 there. That ramp is closed for approximately the next 10 to 14 days. So just a reminder on that, plan accordingly and make sure you got another ramp in mind when heading there. With that, we can jump over to Clark County and check out all the fishing's doing over there. With the fishing over there, Dry Lake 2 has had picked up here this last week. A little more activity out there. Guys are catching a few decent fish out there. Most of the fish tend to be in that 15 to 18-inch range. Just depends on who you talk to. Quite a few fish getting caught in that 20-plus inch range. Been just a decent time. Most of the guys that are getting some of the bigger fish, they're pulling plugs for them. The guys that are having a decent success, they're pulling the crawler harnesses. They're just not the quality isn't quite as good as it is with the pulling the plugs. Bailey's Lake, little activity, but it is, like we've mentioned in the past, very good place to take the kids to go catch fish. A lot of panfish, especially in the shallower water. Bluegills, perch, anything along that range. Few walleyes being caught out there. Largemouth bass, kind of a mixture in that lake. But if you're over in that area looking for a good place to take the kids fishing, Bailey's Lake is definitely a place that you want to take the kids to. It's good opportunity for them to catch fish. Swan Lake, the bite has still continues to be a little slower there. It has slowed down from earlier this spring. Few decent fish being caught, quite a few northern still being caught up there, but for walleye side, a few bigger fish being caught, but not a lot of fish total caught. Antelope Lake, a few nice walleye are being picked up there. That's the one just south of Clark there off of the Blacktop. Guys are picking up a few walleye. It looks like they're a little bit on the bigger side, so nice walleye being picked up. Not a lot of them, but some nice ones being picked up there. For Clark County, that's pretty much it. Just a reminder, Reed Lake up there, we no longer have a public access up on that one. There is a private ramp on the at the current locator where our old ramp used to exist there. There is a private ramp now in function there. So if you're looking up there, just plan accordingly with that and check out. And you'll have to check in with the landowner on that one. And yeah, there's a private ramp right where the existing ramp or where the old GFP ramp used to be up on that one. For Game Fisher Parks, we do not currently have a ramp active up there on Reed Lake. I know we've gotten a few calls here on that one. We've removed our ramp out of there and our dock and stuff out of there, but there is a private ramp being operated up there. Jumping over to Day County, Bitter Lake, a few walleye were harvested this past week. Guys were having the best success working the islands and in some of that shallower water, it looks like. Waw Bay, it's been an on and off bite up there. The best success has been on live bait. Leeches and crawlers seem to be the bait of choice on bright spinners and bottom bouncers. Blue Dog, still a decent bite taking place there. Mornings and evenings seem to be the optimal time frames for catching walleye. Enemy Swim, anglers are having fun catching some bass. A few walleye have been observed being caught up there as well. Rush Lake, the south side has been good for walleyes. Looks like pulling cranks has worked the best for catching those fish. So, Lynn Lake, some walleye are being caught up there. It doesn't look like it's a hot bite. But it looks like they have a thing in here saying that it's a fun lake to fish there, so good opportunity there. Lake Hazelden, some walleye are being caught on the north part of the lake and on the main lake. It doesn't look like it is a consistent bite, but a few fish are getting caught up there. Pickerel Lake, anglers have had some success up there on walleye. Looks like the best lake, once again, has been on the live bait up there, so few options up there. Getting into that time frame, weeds are starting to form out on the lakes there, and those weed edges are getting defined. As those weed edges get defined, it becomes a little easier to target those fish and be able to stay out of the weeds. Some guys like casting up into them, but those weed edges are now starting to form with the temperatures getting the way they are, the sun getting high up in the air there. So with that going on, those weed edges are starting to form, and guys are starting to have a little success pulling the live baits along them there. Jumping down to Coddington County here, or right here local, it looks like Lake Apeska still producing a few fish. Just been kind of a mixed bag. Everybody's catching, it looks like it's been white bass, smallmouth bass, walleye, crappies, bluegills, perch. Northern, I mean, it's just been a mixed bag. I haven't seen any limits of walleye here lately, but most are able to go out and catch a few. Bluegills starting to get a little more active now that it's in that spawning time or getting into that spawning time here. Guys are starting to catch a few of those out there, having a little better success catching some of them. Crappies, haven't heard too much about them here lately. Have had a few of the locals in around that area say that the crappie bite was good about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in there. They were getting a few, and here recently within the last week and a half, it's kind of slowed down, not getting too many of the crappie anymore. White bass still pulling up plenty of those, doing decent on them. So just kind of a fun little place to go. You don't know what you're going to catch when you cast out there. The smallmouth bass out there, they've been ranging in that 10 to 14 inches. Jumping down to pelican, still a few fish being caught down there. A few white bass, a few walleye, a few bullheads. Just kind of a mixed bag again, too. A few northern getting caught there. For the most part, the walleye seem to be on the smaller side. But every once in a while, guys are pulling up some 20-plus inch walleye there yet as well. For the walleye, it seems like that evening into dark time has been the best if you're looking at catching a few walleye down there. And jumping out to goose out there, guys are pulling out a few fish out of there. It seems like mornings and evenings continue to be the best. We do not have our boat ramp in there yet. Water levels are too high there, so until those water levels come back down to about a normal level, we won't be putting that dock in. The ramp, you can still use the dock. You can still launch a boat, go out there. With the weeds that are growing out there, it'd be difficult to fish it from shore. It's getting to the point where most of these lakes, you almost need a boat to start fishing them with the weed pockets getting as sick as they are. But yeah, Goose Lake there, you could still use the ramp, just don't have a dock in, and just depending on what the water level does here, it seems like it's come up even a little bit with this rain shower we had this week. So until that water level goes down a little bit, we won't be able to get that dock in there, so just makes it a little tougher, but you can still use the ramp portion of that access there. Just a reminder, it is the boating season, so just remember that you're checking and making sure you have all your safety equipment before venturing out onto the lakes. That includes making sure you got a life jacket for each person on board that fits them and is in serviceable condition, so that means working condition. Make sure that it doesn't have any holes, isn't dry, rotted. Make sure all the snaps, buckles, and everything work on it. Also, if you have a boat that's 16 feet or longer, you do need a throwable device for that vessel. And also, if you have a boat that has a built-in gas compartment or gas tank, or has a gas tank that's in a compartment somewhere where gas vapors can be trapped, that vessel will need a fire extinguisher on board. And that doesn't matter on the size of the boat. What it matters on is if it has a place where those gas fumes can be trapped. So if you have an enclosed gas tank, or got an area that you push a gas tank in and cut it off from the airflow, or if you have a built-in gas tank, so you would need a fire extinguisher on that. Size doesn't affect the fire extinguisher. So just a reminder on that, make sure you're checking that, making sure all that stuff is in working condition before heading out onto the lakes. Also, reminder, it is that time of year. Baby animals, I know we've hit on it the last few weeks, but we continue to get a lot of calls on baby animals in the area here being found. Right now, it's been a lot of baby ducks and geese that are wandering around. Best thing is just to leave them. I know a lot of times guys or people will call in and say that they see ducks, baby ducks by themselves or in an area, and they're worried about them. The best thing is just to leave them. Mother will lead them out of there, or mother knows where they're at and will lead them out of there. Hopefully get them to safety, and that's the best thing for them. There isn't a lot we can do for them. It's the best thing would be just to leave them be and let mother come and guide them to a safe place. So just reminder, just leave the baby animals where you see them. That's the best thing for them. Also, just to report here, we do have some stuff coming up here. The leftover elk tags, the first draw is over. We are currently have a draw open. That's the second draw. So if you didn't get a tag the first draw, you can put in for an antlerless tag here. There is some left over. Just go to our website there. It'll show you what tags are available or what tags are left over. That date that is due is June 20th is the final due date for those leftover tags. And it's an online application only, so you do have to do that one online. Just a reminder, that is June 20th for the leftover or the second draw elk tags. Also coming up is the Hamlin County Step Outside event. That'll be at the Isaac Walton League down there by Lake Ponset. That's on June 26th from 4 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Once again, that's the Hamlin County Step Outside event at the Isaac Walton League building there. Just a little bit west of the Swarenson boat access there, right across from the golf course. So That's June 26th, 4 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. So if you're looking down in that area, looking for something to do for the kids to do one evening, June 26th, you can bring them on down. I believe he's going to have the sporting clays there and 22s there, and going to be doing the archery is going to be set up. So there's going to be a bunch of different events down there for youth down in that area to participate in. So with that pretty much looks like that's all I got for this week. With that, hopefully the rain isn't too heavy this weekend and guys have a chance to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And other than that, hopefully you have a good weekend and hope to see you out there.